This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thanks for staying tuned. I'm Philip C. here with Shazana Mokhtar on The Morning Run. It's now 7:18, Monday the 30th of May. But in the meantime, we're discussing the spread of monkeypox. Because since mid-May, the world was alerted to rising number of monkeypox cases as they're reported outside of endemic countries. The monkeypox virus is not new. It has been circulating at low levels over the past four decades in these endemic countries located in Central and West Africa.
Now, in response to the outbreak, countries like the UK, Denmark and France have started to recommend the smallpox vaccine for people directly exposed to a confirmed monkeypox case. As for Malaysia, the Ministry of Health has reactivated the MySejahtera app for monkeypox surveillance. The app will be alerting travellers from countries where monkeypox has been detected to monitor themselves for 21 days. Home assessment tool and home surveillance orders have been reactivated in the app if there is any case of monkeypox in the country.
News surrounding the monkeypox disease has put many people on edge, no thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. But is there a case, is there a cause for panic, and what should we know about this outbreak? For some answers, we speak to Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam. He's a senior lecturer and co-lead at Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences. A very good morning to you, Dr. Vinod. What do we know about monkeypox right now? What are the similarities and differences between monkeypox and COVID-19?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me again. So monkeypox is a zoonotic disease caused by orthopox virus, right? So this results in smallpox-like disease in humans. Initially diagnosed in 1970 in Congo, it has spread to other regions of Africa, like you said, you know, West and Central Africa. And surprisingly, cases outside Africa has emerged in recent years, increasingly, right? The disease got its monkeypox name because researchers first detected it in lab monkeys in 1958, and the virus is thought to, transmit from wild animals to humans. Okay. Now, the main major difference is, unlike SARS-CoV-2, which causes the COVID-19, which spreads through tiny airborne droplets or aerosols, right? Monkeypox is thought to spread from close contacts with bodily fluid, right? Such as saliva from coughing. So this means a person with monkeypox is likely to infect far fewer close contacts than someone with SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 is a potent, to be transmitted via aerosol. Both viruses can cause flu-like symptoms, but monkeypox also triggers enlarged lymph nodes, right? And eventually, distinctive fluid-filled lesion on the face, hands, and feet. But most people recover from monkeypox in few weeks without treatment. However, in some cases, the disease symptoms can be severe, especially in immunocompromised people.
And Dr. Vinod, we've read that monkeypox is somewhat related to smallpox. And we know smallpox was eradicated back in 1980 through a massive vaccination program. So at the moment, there's a large population that isn't inoculated against smallpox simply because we haven't been encountering this disease in public. Do you think that this current outbreak of monkeypox is perhaps due to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. This could be one primary reason, although, you know, whatever act of humans which, causes contact with wild animals also encourages spillover, right? Zoonotic spillover from animals to humans, right? And of course, there's been a lot of concern worldwide, right, for the resurgence in monkeypox cases, right? Of course, like you guys said, most prevailing being waning immunity. I also think that deforestation may be a key factor, right?
How transmissible is monkeypox? Just give us a sense of how its transmissivity.
It is quite transmissible, especially the current strain that is being circulating, definitely. Comparatively, not as transmissible as COVID-19, which is a aerosol virus, right? You need close contact to be transmissible.
And is it too early to know if monkeypox poses a great risk to public health? I mean, there are not as many cases as there were when COVID-19 broke out. But do you see a possibility of borders closing because of monkeypox virus?
And that's a good, very good question. This remains to be seen, simply because there are no major concerns, since it does not have a very high mortality rate comparatively when you look at SARS-CoV-2, and simply also because we don't have much data on this, right? The fact that so many cases are being reported in several countries certainly suggests that this strain is more transmissible than others. But we still need to look at the genomic data to know about the circulating strain, right? So, for example, researchers in Portugal recently uploaded the first genomic draft of the circulating monkeypox. And preliminary genetic data shows that a monkeypox is related to a viral strain predominantly found in Western Africa, right? Then this strain causes milder disease and has a lower death rate, much, much lower, about 1%, right? Comparatively, the one which is more virulent and which is circulating in Central Africa, right? But again, you know, more studies need to be done. Still, you know, we still need to look at more data before conclusively, you know, to look at how severe is this current outbreak.
So bringing closer to home in Malaysia, the MySejahtera app has been reactivated for monkeypox surveillance. Is that sufficient for now? You know, and if not, you know, what kind of public health responses need to actually be in place?
Yeah, thank you for that question. But definitely it's not time to panic, right? As I iterated before, this is definitely a concern, but, you know, we should not panic, okay? While we should not take the threat posed by this virus lightly, right? We still, you know, we need to increase surveillance, you know, especially at our borders. And I also think that it's really good to continue the existing proper hand hygiene, proper coughing etiquette, you know, whatever we had previously, especially increased vigilance in the public, right? And I think reactivation of MySejahtera is really a good move at this current juncture.
And what about vaccination, Dr. Vinod? We know that the smallpox vaccine provides 85% coverage against monkeypox. Do you see the government rolling it out as a mass vaccination program like they did with COVID-19 at this point?
As of now, I don't see it in the immediate future, especially at the scale of, similar to COVID-19. We know that there are two currently licensed vaccines in the US available against smallpox, which are very effective against monkeypox, right? So similar vaccination program, similar to COVID, I don't think so. However, there's something which is called ring vaccination strategy, right? So what happens is that this strategy vaccinates the close contacts of confirmed patients, okay? And this way, everyone who has been or could have been exposed to a patient receives the vaccine, creating a ring of protection, right? It's called ring vaccination strategy. And this was extremely potent and useful and was used in great success in eradicating smallpox. I see similar vaccination studies being employed.
Yeah, I think, Dr. Vinod, that was also the strategy that was originally thought of in the initial stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. I just want to get your perspective, right, about this disease. Who is most vulnerable at it? Does it discriminate?
It does not really discriminate, but as usual with infectious diseases, with viruses which are really transmissible, right, in the immunocompromised and also the pediatric, the small, kids population, children population, of course, are vulnerable.
That was Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam, Senior Lecturer and Co-Lead at the Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences, giving us an overview of the monkeypox virus. Now, just a couple of hours ago, the WHO said that monkeypox constitutes a moderate risk to overall public health at global levels after cases were reported in countries where the disease is not typically found. They quote that the public health risk could become high if the virus exploits the opportunity to establish itself as a human pathogen and spread to groups at higher risk of severe disease, such as younger children and immunosuppressed persons. As of May 26, a total of 257 confirmed cases and 122 suspected cases in 23 member states so far.
So, I mean, I think the idea is it's cautious, nothing to panic about, but the health authorities are monitoring the situation. I think really the unusual instance about monkeypox is just that it's occurring in countries where it's not typically seen.
Yeah.
And that's why it requires just further monitoring and further investigation onto it. But we do have the tools and the frameworks needed to deal with any potential outbreak of this virus. I mean, that's the good thing that we've gone through 2 years of the pandemic. We do have systems in place.
I mean, we talk about the track and trace with MySejahtera being activated. That's one development that's taken place. We've also seen scientists now rushing with the DNA transcription done in Portugal. Whether that translates to a better vaccine, that's worth monitoring and seeing how that pans out. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.